Today, why are so many girls getting infected with HIV at such alarming rates? We found some answers in a little mining town right outside Johannesburg. The World's Jasmine Garst has our story.
Ndlandla remembers a winter day like this one, when she had nothing left to say. In South Africa, at this time of year, the sunlight comes in oblique, and it almost always feels like dawn or dusk, never quite like a real day. The nurse stood there explaining, and Ndlandla sat in silence. And what was there for her to say, really? She was 16, she was pregnant, and she had just tested positive for HIV. This, she thought, this is how you die.
I wanted to hold myself and not to cry, but, you know, I didn't make it. I cried, and then I cried enough.
She needed to get out of that clinic. In a daze, she picked up her prescription for antiretrovirals, the combination of drugs that suppress the virus. That night, at dinner, she said nothing. She just stared at the food, her eyes welling up. She excused herself.
And then the tears were all over my eyes. Didn't know what to do. I just ate a little bit. And then I went to the room and slept. I didn't even drink that medication.
I meet Ndlandla right after school. She's still wearing her uniform. She's tiny and sweet. She says she wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up. Ndlandla is part of South Africa's great mystery. How does a girl this smart, outgoing, and ambitious not protect herself from HIV? Especially because this country has the highest number of infections in the world. Over 7 million people, 19% of adults. And there is sex education. Ndlandla got it in school. There is birth control. Clinics offer it for free. South Africa even recently got home kits so you can test yourself for HIV. People know how to prevent this, but young women are getting infected at a rate twice as high as men.
We still have a patriarchy in its worst form in Africa, throughout Africa, actually.
It's the patriarchy, says Criselda Kananda Dudumashe. She's a popular talk radio host here in South Africa. She herself is HIV positive, and she hosts a show in which she regularly talks about living with the disease. She says it boils down to sexism. You can tell a young girl about the importance of condoms or abstinence, but that young girl might not feel like she can ask her boyfriend to wear protection or to stop.
Because sometimes you're telling a boyfriend that feeds you how to enjoy sex. And oftentimes that doesn't sit well. Either he's going to beat you up or something terrible happens, like being infected.
So much money has been pumped into the fight against HIV, but Criselda says when it comes to girls, we got it all wrong. This isn't about sex education. This isn't even about sex. This is about teaching girls that it's okay to say no to a man and teaching men to respect that no. Ndlandla's boyfriend didn't respect the no.
I was telling him, oh, where are condoms? We have to use condoms.
The town where Ndlandla lives, Cullinan, is an hour's drive from Johannesburg. It's a mining town. There isn't a lot to do around here, except hang out with your boyfriend.
Most of the time we were partying together, coming from pubs, and we were drunk.
She was 12 when she met him. He was 22. He cheated on her. A lot.
This is a personal question, but were you wearing condoms with your boyfriend ever?
No, not at all.
She says when she found out she was HIV positive, she was angry at him. He tested positive, too.
I did give up on myself. I did give up on myself.
You know what? She says to me, one time, when I was pregnant, I made dinner for both of us. Chicken stew with rice.
I bought this other poison called Alpirim.
She bought Halafirimi, which is rat poison. She was going to put it in the food.
But I didn't even pour that thing into the food. I threw it into the toilet. I didn't do anything.
She didn't say a word. She went to the bathroom, poured the poison down the toilet, came back and served dinner. And she says that is when it came to her.
Yes, I was angry, but, you know, when you find out that you are positive, there is no time for pointing fingers.
And Lantla says she had bigger concerns.
They told me that if I drink my medication correctly, the baby will be born negative.
Negative, meaning HIV-free. Here's the good news. For the first time in history, worldwide, more people who are HIV positive are on antiretrovirals, the drug that suppresses the virus. AIDS-related deaths have fallen by 50%. Also, more than ever before, you can be HIV positive, pregnant, and give birth to a baby that's HIV negative, if you take your medication correctly. Ntlantla remembers when the doctors told her that her baby boy had been born negative.
I was happy. I was so happy.
She named her son Tandulwami.
Tandulwami means my love.
Ntlantla recently turned 18. Her son is 8 months old and he's healthy. She gets help from the organization Mothers to Mothers that works with young HIV-positive moms. She herself feels mostly normal. She's finishing high school next year, and she has moments in which she actually forgets that she has the virus. But she talks about it very publicly. Ntlantla is part of a movement of young people who are coming forward with their positive status.
MTV Sugar presents 16 and Pregnant.
So soon this time.
This time set in and around Johannesburg.
She was recently on an MTV show about teen pregnancy in South Africa. It was the first time some friends and members of her family found out about her status.
At the clinic, they also tested me for HIV and AIDS and told me that I'm HIV positive.
She says people have been really supportive since the show aired.
I could not believe the test results.
Her ex-boyfriend has been silent about his HIV. He hasn't told his family, and certainly not his other lovers. But Ntlantla told the world a secret, and the world listened.
This is who I am, and I had to accept myself before I expect somebody else to accept me as who I am.
Her days of being quiet are long gone. For the World, Jasmine Garz, Johannesburg.
Jasmine's story was produced in partnership with the MTV Staying Alive Foundation. Speaking of which, tomorrow Jasmine will co-host a Facebook Live with MTV's Tinashe Venge in front of a live audience of teenagers in Johannesburg. If you have questions or comments about Jasmine's story, or more general questions about things like teen pregnancy and contraception, log on to Facebook tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. Just go to Women's Lives. We hope you can make it.